Investment Flash.
An AI boom so loud it's drowning out central bank crisis warnings, and a humanoid robot that costs less than a used car. That's your Thursday morning. Let's get into it, buddy.
Good morning, and welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, May 28th. I'm Marie, with Tom and Gerald. Markets at all-time highs, the ECB crying wolf, and China exporting robots. Just another Thursday.
Yeah, look, the ECB wolf has been crying for a while, but the robot export shock? That's new. I'd take a used car robot over another central bank speech, honestly.
But Gerald, the chip rally. SK Hynix joined the trillion-dollar club. TSMC's up 32% year-to-date. NVIDIA's dropping $150 billion. That's not noise.
Fair enough. But Marie, the ECB is literally warning Trump could trigger a crisis with Iran. Gold's at a two-month low, TLT's at its low. The market's pricing zero risk.
Wait a second. That's exactly my point. The press is full of these warnings, but no one's pricing them. The S&P 500 ETF at an all-time high? That's complacency, and it's a trade.
Or it's the market correctly pricing that AI is eating the world, and the ECB is just doing its job. They've warned about 100 things that never materialized.
Tom, remember when you said semis were cooked in Q2? Now you're all in on the trillion-dollar club. I love the pivot. But the fiscal risks the ECB flagged, no one's talking US deficits. That's a hedge if anything breaks.
All right, fair point. But let's talk semis. Signal Group AI divergence. NVIDIA's spending sent East Asian chips flying, but mainland Chinese chip names tumbled. We're in a bifurcated world.
Exactly. TSMC is near records. The semiconductor ETF up 59.5% year-to-date. But China A-shares, as Gerald mentioned, are diverging hard. That's geopolitical friction in real time.
And the Japan equities call from yesterday, up 13.5% year-to-date, near highs. The AI trade is lifting Tokyo to records. But the China chip weakness is a warning.
Warning or opportunity? TSMC, I'm still a buyer. The trend's your friend, buddy.
Hold on. Before we get too bullish, let's hit the China crackdown, a two-year, far tougher cleanup of cross-border trading. Futu down 38%, up fintech down 51%. That's a regulatory meat grinder.
Yeah, and it's not even done. The supply chain crackdown directly targets them. At those declines, you'd think value, but with a two-year overhang, it's a trap, not a dip.
Totally.
That's the whole story. Even at 51% down? I mean, that's almost a one-way street to zero. Okay, I hear you. But what about the big China large caps? They're near 52-week lows.
Exactly, and that's worth monitoring. But capital control tightening could dampen sentiment, even with domestic policy offsets.
Right, but let's loop back to the macro. The ECB warnings are the story of the day. Three sources all saying markets are underestimating risks. TLT's at 85, VIX at 16. Cheap hedges.
But Gerald, the flip side, if a peace deal with Iran actually happens, as Barclays points out, we get a rotation into international equities. EAFE's up 8%, could catch up to the US.
I'm going to push back on that. A peace deal would chip away at U.S. exceptionalism, so the S&P 500 might actually be vulnerable. That's a sell signal.
To be fair, the Barclays note says markets aren't pricing a deal at all. So if it happens, it's a surprise rally for international. But it's a big if.
Right. And while we're on international, Hong Kong just overtook Switzerland as the world's top cross-border wealth hub. $2.95 trillion. That's a big deal.
No way! Gerald, your buy call on Hong Kong equities yesterday, up 5.6% year-to-date. And this news adds tailwind.
Yes, a solid story. HSBC benefits, trading at 0.9 price to book, but it's a longer-term play, not a quick flip.
And the SCMP reports 10.7% growth in assets. That cements Hong Kong's financial status.
Now, the most original take of the day, China's robot export shock. MarketWatch says these humanoid robots cost less than a used car. The robotics ETF is up 25%, but this might just be the beginning.
No, but that's exactly my point. This is a supply-side threat that markets are ignoring while everyone focuses on AI demand. It's a strategic export weapon that could disrupt global manufacturing.
Yeah, and the AI and robotics ETF is only up 9%. It might be lagging the pure robotics play, but the long-term adoption story is still underpriced.
So you're both saying buy robots? I'm in.
Careful, Tom. That's how you got into semis in Q2. Oh, wait, that worked out.
Exactly. Semis are flying. So robots are the next thing.
All right. But the robot play is more structural than cyclical.
But let's not forget the Robinhood AI agents. The stock's down a third, 51% below its high. If retail floods back, that's a re-rating.
Tom, the last time you said re-rating was... Actually, I'll spare you. But Robinhood's innovation could drive user growth. It's a show-me story.
But seriously, if they nail the AI agent thing, the stock could double.
I'm not denying it. I just want to see it happen.
Huh, fair enough. And speaking of shows, the media mergers and acquisitions, Ellison family pledging to slash debt at the combined Paramount WBD, Warner Bros. Discovery down 5%, could lift on credit improvement.
High yield bonds might get a bump too. It's a defensive carry play, Gerald's favorite.
Hey, I'll take defensive carry over AI hype any day. But all right, let's synthesize. The day signals AI boom ignoring ECB warnings. The cleanest trade? VIX at 16 and TLT at a low. That's a convex hedge.
100%. Pair that with the fiscal risks no one's talking about. That's the complacency the ECB might actually be right about.
So the trade is literally buy VIX and TLT and wait? That's it? What about the robots, the semis?
It's a cheap hedge. You don't have to sell anything. You lose a little if nothing happens. But if the ECB is right, you win big.
Exactly. It's an overlay. You keep your TSMC in Japan, but you protect against a tail event. VIX at 16 is like buying umbrella insurance when the forecast is sunny, but the central bank says hurricane.
Exactly.
All right, I'm adding it. But let's call it the AI narrative is too strong to bet against, and these hedges are just insurance.
And before we wrap, quick reminder, none of this is investment advice. Just three friends talking markets.
Right, so takeaway time.
All right, let's land the plane. The day's takeaway. AI boom drowns out ECB warnings, but complacency is the trade. Use VIX and TLT as hedges. Ride the semis and robots. And keep an eye on China.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back at 9 a.m. New York time for the New York edition. See you then.
Bye, everyone.
Later. That's exactly why.